From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Abby Lee. The JC Schools Foundation surprised Jefferson City School District educators and administrators last week with over $25,000 in grants. The money will go toward 18 educational programs within the district, including some focused on math, literacy, and leadership development. The foundation broke their record for funds raised this year, topping last year's record in the process. The grants range from $500 for classrooms to $5,000 for schools. Recipients were selected through annual requests and were funded by local businesses and individuals. Corinna Henderson, a physical science teacher at the Jefferson City Academic Center, received a grant that will give her students the tools they need to study.
I'm going to get a lab set for just my classroom. The science teacher upstairs on the third floor, that's the day program, has let me borrow from her, which no problem, but I'm going to have my own set.
Anyone can contribute to the grant initiatives with more information at kbia.org. JetBlue Airways will end service in some cities, including Kansas City, to fly more profitable routes. The airline has lost money since 2020 despite trying to grow through partnerships with American Airlines and a merger with Spirit Airlines. Federal judges say the plans violated antitrust laws and rejected both. The changes are also meant to help cope with the grounding of some planes for inspections of their engines, according to an executive. The New York-based airline will drop several destinations from Los Angeles and is ending several flights from Fort Lauderdale. JetBlue has lost more than $2 billion since 2019, which was the last year it made a profit. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued an advisory due to an increase in measles cases across the U.S., including in Missouri. KBIA's Rebecca Smith has more.
There have been 58 confirmed cases of measles throughout the country since the beginning of the year. This is as many cases as were reported in all of last year. The CDC reports the majority of these cases have been linked to international travel and have been in children aged 12 months and older who had not received their measles, mumps, rubella, or MMR vaccine. Dr. Amruta Patti is a pediatric infectious diseases physician at University of Missouri Healthcare and says measles can cause flu-like symptoms, ear infections, pink eye, a full-body rash, and even in rare cases, inflammation of the brain.
9 out of 10 people, susceptible people who are exposed to one person with measles can get that infection.
She adds that measles is spread through close contact and respiratory droplets, but can remain airborne for several hours, even after an infected person has left the room. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News.
The Legislative Committee investigating Missouri House Speaker Dean Plocker will hold another hearing next week. The Missouri Independent reports Plocker, who is a Republican from DePere running for lieutenant governor, has been facing allegations of ethical misconduct. Plocker has denied any wrongdoing. I'm Abby Lee, KBIA News, Columbia.